A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, January 11th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the opening of schools tomorrow.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 13860 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7, a Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the opening of schools tomorrow and the country's growing economic problems.
As schools are opening tomorrow, parents are complaining about their failure to pay school fees and a call for industrial action by the Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe over unpaid bonuses has added to the chaos.
A combination of an economic crisis and food shortages is also combining to worsen the crisis in the country. Millions of Zimbabweans suffer chronic hunger and many rely on food aid. And this is according to the United Nations World Food Programme, or WFP.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Onguka hamadzadiwa, tirauti tinzwe kubva kwamuri imi vabereki kuti gadziriro yenyu yekuendesa vana kuchikoro mangwana yakamira sei. Tiri kunzwa kubva kunzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana vabereki vari kuchema chema kuti nyaya yekuti vange vachikwanisa kuwana mari yekuendesa vana kuchikoro inenge iri kuti netsei, nekuti kwavari zvinenge zvaita kuti mwana atsva dumbu mai vatsva kumusana. Nekuti nekune rimwe rutivi vari kuda kuti vatsvage mari yekuti vatenge chikafu, sezvo munzvimbo dzakawanda musina mvura yakawanda. Kune vamwe vari kushanda vari kutiwo vashandirwa havasi kuvapa mari dzemihoro panopera mwedzi wega wega. Nekudaro kuti vakwanise kunge vachitsvaga mari yeschool fees unenge uri mutoro chaiwo. Nekudaro kune vakawanda zvinenge zviri kukona n'anga murapwa achida. Gibbs.
Yeah, kunjalo ke Blessing. Zulu kandava siyakwazi kuti zvikoro ziyavhulwa kekusasa. Zivhulwa nje avanyu venu vakuluma kakhulu ngokuti kungani imali kayikho sivile sikwameni. Lakho vele imali ingekho ngoba abanengi bakhala ngokuthi umnotho usugugudeke okumangalisayo. Ngakho ke iningi lenu lithi kungani kungacela ke ukuthi kungene umoya kaNkulunkulu ukwenzeka ukuthi abantu bayenelise ukuhambisa abantwana ezikolo. So ke kulabo abafuna ukuthi bangena kuhlelo khona manje, nasi inombolo lifone kanye salifonela khona ngapho. Inombolo ke zithi 001-202-619-2077. Ngizaphinda njalo ukwenzeka ukuthi khona ngapho eBybridge, khona ngapho ke ePhila Busi, khona ngapho eChinoyi, sithi leMandawin, lakhona ngapho ke eMtare, leBhinga phela, lakhona ngapho ke eHwange. Ngelani kuhlelo sixoxeni Zulu kandaba nasenombolo 001-202-619-2077. Yeah,
khuluma nasizwe. I think Gibbs, we have our first guest. That is the president of the Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, Mr. Obet Masaraure. Mr. Masaraure, good evening. Mr. Masaraure?
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I didn't get to what you said earlier.
Okay, yeah. Mr. Masaraure, we understand the schools are opening tomorrow, and there is a call for industrial action or a go slow, according to the Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, so that teachers will go to work, but they will not be working as they normally do. Are you part of this action?
I think there's no need before the court because teachers already there should build the mode of a ghost law naturally because of the low morale that has been triggered by the government's failure to disburse bonuses and also the way they also chose to deduct salaries in the name of a big contribution. So naturally, teachers have already switched into the mode of a ghost law without anyone calling for the action. So as long as the critical issues that are detailed in the sector are not addressed, naturally, because of the morale, teachers will win a ghost law.
Mm-hmm. But it appears as if in most cases your organization is always differing with others, you know, in terms of what to do next. And it appears as if of late you were actually aggressive in terms of showing the government that you're not happy at all. So do you agree with the Progressive Teachers Union that maybe this ghost law should actually succeed?
Yeah, I didn't get your question.
Sorry, did you get us?
I don't get
you. Oh, okay. So the question is, you know, most teachers' organizations are always differing on issues to do with strikes and cost laws. So at the end of the day, what will make you to be one unit in terms of fighting for this right to strike?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think we always find each other, like I said earlier on, in this case, whether it is that he has called for a ghost law or it didn't call for a ghost law, the ghost law is already there. So naturally, there is a convergence of interest. As long as we have unions that have the interest of the working people, the interest of the teachers, with that we always converge. But when we have some pseudo-unionists, whose interests are inimical to the interests of the teachers, converging will become a big challenge. But in this particular case, as long as it is for the interests of the teacher, we will always converge. But you realize that there are some who you think or you hope that you can always work with who are anti-teacher. So at the end of the day, whatever we say, they will always differ. And whatever they are going to say, as long as it is against the teachers, we will always differ. So for this one, like I said, we are already in the mode of a ghost law. Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe has called for it, and it has endorsed what is already there.
Ko imo maruzevha umu zvakamira sei nekuti sangano renyu rinowanzomirira maticha ari kumamisha uko vari kutiwo kudii nenyaya yakaita mamirire zvinhu tichitarisa kuti vamwe vabereki varikuti havasi kukwanisa kubhadhara mari dzechikoro uye nyaya yenzara kuti vamwe vana vanouya havasi kuti uvadzidzise zvinonetsa nenyaya yekuti vanenge vasina chekudya
kuchakwatiri kekuita matambudziko akaiwandisa vamwe vamatotaurayiwaya tine vana vazhinji vakati vatoo nenhumbi dzekutoendesa kuzvikoro dzekuti vakwanisa kunge vari vanava vatokwanisa kutengerwawo mainfomu avandati vanzvangu vachipfeka kune dzimwe nzvimbo nekushana yakwemvura vana vazhinji vari kutarisirwa vakakundikana kuuya kuzvikoro kutanga mangwana nenyaya yekuti vanenge vasina chekubata vanenge vasina chekumba kwavanenge vabva kunesina chekubata kutarisirawo zvemiripo inenge ichitarisirwa nzinge ichizobhadharwa muzvikoro vabereki vazhinji vari kupundikana kunguva vachikwanisa kunge vachiunganidza nyaya muripo iyo yekubhadhara kuzvikoro yemaschool fees iri kunyanya iri kutoonekwa zvakare zvine zvikoro zvemabhoarding schools zvaichimboenda vanhu vanenge vanoti 1 3 9 mamiriro azvakaita nemavana vasvika muzvikoro nhasi tokunzwa kuti vachitisetesepi vana ndo yakwanisa kuuya kuzvikoro zvireva kuti dambudziko rekuwana mari dzemaschool fees rabata vanhu vakawanda saka tichitarisa nyaya yekuti kutanga kwetemu chaiko kuchange kuchiita sekatingati kuchange kuri slow pakutarisa kwatinei kwatiwe takaita zvobva zvawedzerwawozve nerimwe danho rakatorwa nehurumende gore rapfuura rekutora vana vefomu 1 vachinge vese vanotorwa zuva rimwe chete kune vana vazhinji vasati vawana nzvimbo dzefomu 1 vari kungonhenhaira nenyika yese vachiri kungotsvaga zvekuti vangawana kuvari vazodzidza saka madambudziko acho anenge akati wandei.
Tinotenda zvikuru vamasarauri. For those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the official opening of schools tomorrow, but already there are complaints from parents that they cannot afford to pay the school fees owing to the worsening economic problems. And teachers are also threatening to embark on an industrial action, saying that the government has failed to pay them their bonuses that were due in December, that is 2015, Gibbs.
Mm-hmm. We have our second guest, and that is Mr. Ambrose Bindi, who is a parent and member of the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions. He is based in Bulawayo. Hey, Mr. Bindi, good evening and welcome to the program.
Thank you
very much. Akusitshele Bindi ukuthi kulapho ke ko Bulawayo kume njani nxa sikhuluma ngabazali abazama ukubhadala ke imali yemfundo uhamba njani?
Wena sekunazele ukuthi siyanazele ukuthi abazali abaningi balokunzima lokuthi babhadale i-school fees. Sikhuluma kanje siyananzele ukuthi abaningi njebalinanzele i-economy yelizwe kwalesi sikhathi ifile. Ngokunjalo abazali abaningi abanye abasebenzayo uzananzele ukuthi abaholise imali ezigcweleyo, abanye bahole imali yamahafu, abanye ama-three quarters. Abanye vele sikhuluma kanje kufanele ngase behole labawaholi imali enyanga ephelileyo. So ukuvula kwezikolo abazali abaningi sibona sinjalokunzima kokuthi-ke mele sikubhadala. Sinazele njalo abazali abaningi ukuthi bayahamba sebezama ungena emabhenki lapha bedinga izikweleto zokuthi bancedise abantwana. Njalo sananzethi kulabanye abazali abantwana abafunda ebhodini abazama ukubakhupha emabhodini bayoletha kuma-day school. Kodwa futhi banobunzima kokuthi benabo bantwana abazali umaletha kuma-day schools bayaswela indawo. So sibona umumo ongenza ukuthi kulabanye abantwana bagcine beswele indawo zokufunda behlezi ngekhaya ngoba sebephushwe emabhodini ngenxa yokuthi abazali abenelise kodwa sebefuthi indawo zokubana bafunde kulama-day schools. So umumo oyelizwe kathesi owezenotha umanga kuhle ngokunjalo sibili abazali abaningi akumangalisi nxa besiba la ma-DP.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke Baba Spendi, ubambe khonapho ungayikhatshana. So according to Mr. Spindi, most parents in Bulawayo are struggling to pay school fees. And he says the tragedy is that those that are at boarding school may likely lose those places because parents are not affording any kind of, you know, payment that they can make. So it's difficult as far as he's concerned.
Now, Mr. Sibindi, you represent workers. Is there any discussion with government? You used to have the tripartite negotiating forum where, for example, as workers, you can table your concerns. Is this still happening? How are you alerting government that workers are struggling to pay their fees for the kids?
Well, first of all, I think we need to explain that when we talk about Spanish negotiating forum, it's a very useless forum at the moment because, as you know, there are no legal instruments to force either party to abide by the agreements of that particular forum. Point number one. Point number two, you'll find that again, when you talk about this forum, there's a situation that there are no stipulated times for people to meet, that is, the government, labor, and the employers. That's another challenge. You'll find that it's more of a one-man band whereby the government decides to call people at their own discretion. And to us, that alone it disadvantages the labor force. And obviously, to us at the moment, we are saying as long as the tripartite negotiation forum is not legalized, obvious to us it's really a useless body at the moment because it doesn't serve any purpose to anybody. Even if you table your issues, they will just discuss those issues. It's really more of a dirty talk than anything else because after discussion, things are just remain there and that's it. Even if you've got some pointers to say that you are clear on issues, somebody decides to go against those principles. There is no legal action you can take against that person. Obviously, we are saying the government of Zimbabwe, we know them. They are always known for diverting from what is in a greater point. They use their muscle to do whatever they want. So to us, we are saying even if things are tabled, but at the end of the day, you find that those things really are not followed. And we are saying that forum for now is really useless forum.
Thank you so much, Mr. Smith Gibbs.
Silomnumzana ke uMusa Dube osecingweni lapha. Musa Dube utshona njani? Hayi, mtshole kakhulu. Kunjani kobulawayo? So nantu daba ke le school fees ungathini kwana bomnumzana?
Yazi into yokuthinga kakhulu ukuthi yazi ukuthi ukuthi ilizwe liyakho ilizwe lethu lingenakho nami nawe. Kodwa kukhona ngathi futhi into eyenzakala ngathi sigana ukuthi siyakhala omnye ukhala ngayo, omnye ukhala ngayo, omnye ukhala ngayo, omnye ukhala ngayo. Bale nto engibona konke esikwenza khonokho angiboni ukuthi kungathenga ngabe omnye ukhala ngayo, omnye ukhala ngayo, omnye ukhala ngayo. Bale ngathi singathi ngahlala ngathi sicala sisonke sosizwe singasayizile into singahambi. Abe vele sewuyiphatha ngoba umthethile kathi. Siyahamba nje ngiyakwazi sihlale sihlale ziyonke. Kule sibona ukuthi bayahambona bazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabazabaz
numzana tu. Hayi siyabonga ke Mthembu ozithembayo ungatinela kusasa baba uphenduke phela thank you very much. So, yes, according to Mr. Dube, you know, the situation is bad in Zimbabwe. And he says people should come together and try to fix things. He says he's really tired, you know, of all what is happening in Zimbabwe. Yeah.
Regatende ku Manguna kuna mkoma Mishek. Makadi mkoma Mishek. Aiwa tiripo. Zvakamira sei panyaya dzechikoro ku Mangura.
Kukamamba da chaite zvinazvina kumira zvakanaka.
Zvakaoma.
Ndirikuti ane hurumende kucheka pfiwe ndiri kwadziro. Ndimukatarisa kuti iye hurumende yacho inofanira kuti tambirisa mari kuti tibve bhadhara wechikoro chacho haisiri kutambirisa asi noda kuti ndibhadhara wechikoro ndobhadhara nyika.
Saka imi mafizi mukubhadhara mari yakaita sei?
Ya mari yedu haina kunyanya kukura hayo bhadhi mushumo ushoma hwayo haisikwani ndibhadhara mari 25-30 dollars.
Mune vana vangani vari kuenda kuchikoro? Mune vatatu. Saka makatobhadhara here kana kuti hazvisati zvaita nenyaya yekuti hamusati mawana mari yacho?
Ndina kubhadhara, ndaingokwanisa kubhadharira mumwe chete we20 dollars 35 ne40 handina kukwanisa kubhadhara.
konzero ndechei hamusati mapuwa mari here kana kuti munorarama sei
kurarama kwekuno muzvamhangura zvekrozi 9 hatina basa saka takatiwo mavhere nemvura haina kunaya zvekutiaitaanga takarimawo inge tinotarisire kuti tichawana zvatichawanawo kumunda zvina hakuna chibare chakutoona
saka pogadziriswa sei apa mukoma misheki
ema zvakaoma handizviviri zvakutonga kuti mwari vapindire
saka nhasi hakuna kutombonaya here tanzwa kuti kune dzimwe nzvimbo kwakanaya nezuro nanhasi
ya uko dzimwe nzvimbo dziri kure nekure unongonzwa kuti mhei kwanaya kulanzeni kwanaya nechekudoma kwanaya asi inombangura chaimo hazvo
haiwa tinokutendai zvikuru mukoma misheki nekupinda muchirongwa chedu tinotenda zvikuru ofcourse Misheki is in Mhangura that is Mashonaland West province is saying the majority of people there are subsistence farmers because the mine was closed Mhangura mine was closed if I'm not mistaken more than a decade ago so he's saying because of this looming drought you know things are actually worse than in some areas because they just rely on subsistence farming and now you know even trying to raise money for fees it's a big problem Gibbs
Now let's get back to Mr. Masaraure. Are you still on the line?
Yeah,
can you give us a brief description of what you normally see when students come from a long break you know for the next term? So this term it appears as if the situation is really bad. So give us a description of how you normally handle some of these things.
The way we handle kids who come from what?
These kids that are coming for the first term and they don't have school fees, what happens when they don't have fees? Do you send them home or what happens really?
For both the schools, when kids don't have school fees, they are not expected to come. Normally, because both the schools are still rigid, they are still to adopt maybe facilities of payment plans, where maybe there's someone can pay for a month or so. They want all the fees up front. They obviously want to cater for the boarding facilities, the food and the accommodation. So they just have to have all the fees in full. Now, in other schools, the situation is just that says no one should be sent back home. So those people, normally they go to the school. But now those schools, they would wish to send the kids back home so that they think they can get something to run the schools, to buy stationery for effectively run the schools. But they can't. And eventually they have the key, they have the people at school, and they don't have the facilities to ensure that there is a learning environment for those people. We also have other scenarios where the people, in as much as school authorities would want maybe people to come in uniforms, but they don't have the uniform. So we end up with scenarios where we have people wearing their own clothes. So that is the status quo, especially in rural areas. And now the situation is also being worsened by the fact that normally the teachers, when they have the money, they spend in the raw economy, when they get their bonuses, when they get their salaries on time, what they also spend in the economy, they buy goods from the community, they buy vegetables from the community. Mm-hmm. So now we are expecting all of these kids to fail to raise fees like this earlier on. And unfortunately, school authorities will just have to accommodate the people and also they don't have funds to run the school. Normally, the government is supposed to chip in through the BM program, the basic education program. But unfortunately, the government is remaining paying, owning up to the responsibility of paying for those students who cannot pay. So, at the end of the day, the schools are running with nothing in their coffers. And if you go to most of these schools, the situation is dire. You will not find jobs, you will not even find a duster for a teacher to use. So, the quality of the education system is continuing to deteriorate.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And for those of you who are just joining us, good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the official opening of schools tomorrow, with parents complaining that they cannot raise the school fees, and also teachers threatening to embark on an industrial action. Regatende kubotswana kuna mkoma Philip Joe. Magadi mkoma Philip. Mukoma Philip.
Hello, Baba. Muri wa peni here.
Aiwa isu tirina nikuri sei Botswana.
Ah, nizo zotanzana kugara mudondo.
Aiwa idambudziko chairo. Nhasi tirikutaura nenyaya yekuvhurwa kwezvikoro. Nenyaya dzemaschool fees nezvimwe zvimwe izvi. Muri kuzvifambisawo sei?
Ya ndodangoti ndimbotiwo zvandisina mbonzwa mumwe achitaura wangu handizivi kuti zvakamira tasini tazvitaura kuti ha tikatarisa hurumende yedu kuchema kuri kuita vanhu hapana bazi rehurumende risina kumbochema kusanganisira nevanhu muchireva vanhu vanosevenza muhurumende vese vanochema saka zvo ndishamisawo ini ndingoshamisika kuti ha mhuka iyi imhukarudzii ingwe inoti mamwe mavara yoti ndaayo mamwe yoti haisaayo saka ha handiri verume mukatarisa munozonyatsoona kuti takachema kubvarini minamato yedu iri kumboenda kunani nashe wehurumende yedii ndiyani mai wekani ndinoona sekuti inini vakomana handifungi kuti hurumende yedii ndiye muzimbabwe hurumende iri kutonga muzimbabwe aishe muzimbabwe zimbabwe
Aiwa tinotenda asi imi mabhadhara herewo maschool fees mukoma Philip pane vamunobhadharira school fees here
handizvo kamari dzacho nemaleta atozvipuwa tasika papulamutirapo izvo zvikwakaoma munombotsvana mashona kuti izonowana basa nekuzonotanga kuti ukwanise kutumira uku nekutumira kwachona hamenewe mari dzachona dziri kunoedza nekuno kwachona tinongotsva kumusana nekudungu saka kuti 100 pura yachona unotora mwedzi kuti izonotumira kumusha kuno kurendi zvinoda haya hameno hazvo tangotarisa mudenga asi ya zvakaoma handiziva hangu zvakaoma asi zvandataura izvozvo zviripo zviripo hakuna nyaya yakaita saiyo yekuti chero ukaenda mudene dama ukabata mwana wemhuka unoziva ukabata tsvana yaya mwana wemunhu mai vacho vanotucha uko kuiwewo uri munhu akadina asingawadhwi nevana vako hatisati takakunzwa rimwe zuva uchimira apo kuti itini chai chaiye mumwe newenyika iyeye ende ndiroda kusangana nekuonana nedambudziko rakasangana nevana vangu tingava chindoda kuchibudira panze sei nemhaka iyo waende hawo asi chandinoziva ndechekuti pane imwe tsamba ndakamboverenga zvikanzi mazuva ese egore atinawo 364 they were said to be for devil but one day bit arisirake zuva reatonement tatenda munobanga tichitenge zvari mushure
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Philip
all right.
Of course you heard from Philip is a very bitter man. He's saying that he is surprised that people are complaining every day. But the government, according to him, does not seem to care. So that is a big problem for him. Something that he says is surprising him. That, you know, even animals, wild animals, they tend to protect their young ones in the face of danger. But he's not seeing that from the Zimbabwean government.
And there was a bit of sermon there, right?
Indeed, so, of course.
Quoting the scriptures somehow.
Yes.
I know the verse that you know. That he quoted, right?
He didn't exactly quote a verse, but he was alluding to the Bible, rather, some stories in the Bible, you know, when people are suffering. But unfortunately, we've run out of time, and for our radio listeners, unfortunately, it ends here. But the good news is we are streaming live, so go to www.voezimbabwe.com and press on Live Talk. Mr. Sivindi and Mr. Masaraure, please do stay on the line. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying stay tuned.